An alarming rumor circulates in Orissa as fear spreads among believers following a murder. Myanmar's government forces churches to stop holding services, and a Romanian church body shows they're taking the Great Commission seriously. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. The slaying of another Christian in India's Orissa state has rekindled persecution fears. Because this hasn't been an isolated incident, church leaders have raised their eyebrows on the government's security guarantees of safety for believers. Audio Scripture Ministries J.P. Sundararajan says they've heard an alarming rumor.
The rumor, and you know, it hasn't been really substantiated at this point, was that every 23rd of the month, or around that time, one Christian would be killed to commemorate the anniversary of this Hindu extremist who got gunned down.
They've been in close contact with their team in Orissa. Sundararajan says they found that
there has been tremendous growth in these areas where there have been terrible incidents of persecution. Next week, we're actually going to be going into Orissa to do probably one of the biggest scripture distributions we have ever done. And it's among the tribals, the people who really have been undergoing the brunt of this persecution, the people who have been living in these relief camps. We've been getting requests from them, not for money, not for food, not for, you know, water, but for scriptures. They say over and over again to us that at this moment of crisis, when they are forced to live away from their communities, from their homes, the thing that brings them the most comfort is God's word.
Meanwhile, at least 100 churches have been forced to stop holding services in Myanmar. Since most are home churches, Christians are worried that the government may eventually keep them from worshiping in their homes at all. Gospel for Asia reports that none of their churches have been closed, but the risk is still high. Many in the area believe that the military wants to put a stop to Christianity in the region. Pray for wisdom of the pastors and believers involved. You're listening to Mission Network News. Technology is making it difficult to reach a high-tech generation with the gospel. Jesus Film Project's Scott Pendleton says the 30-year-old Jesus film doesn't appeal to youth today. That's why they formed the Global Short Film Network, which will allow them to
compile a library of visual media on different topics or about different aspects of who God is and his character, and to be able to portray that visually.
Pendleton says young people love anime-styled animation, so
we are in the process of developing a 10-minute portion about the crucifixion based on the Jesus film. It would be based on the soundtrack. So once we develop that anime product, then we could release it in any of those 1,000-plus languages worldwide.
The goal is to encourage youth to talk about spiritual things. More information is available at missionnetworknews.org. Next, missionary Bev Charles says Greater Europe Mission is reaching Filipinos in Romania. When 95 Filipino women came to Romania to work at a factory,
the Romanians in the Baptist church there began to reach out to these ladies. They started to invite them home for dinner after church. They would take food to them and clothing. And we began to do a Bible study with some of these ladies in my apartment.
Eventually, one woman accepted Christ, and a few others rededicated their lives to the Lord. The ministry will now have its eyes open for similar opportunities. Charles says the experience is a reminder that
even though we think of the Great Commission being to go somewhere far away, it does not negate our need to go across the street or next door or down the block. When God gives us opportunities, we need to be ready to reach out.
And have you ever wanted to visit Spain? Send International is preparing a summer evangelistic mission that you could be part of. Spain is one of the least evangelized countries worldwide. Most Spaniards live with no thought to eternity and don't take Christianity seriously. So during the first 2 weeks of July, Send is hoping to plant a church in a historical town unreached by the testimony of Jesus. Pray that God sends missionaries to Spain. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free DVD World Watch China, a DVD that'll update you on the conditions believers are facing in a most populous country in the world. Here at the House, church leaders consider their biggest challenge today. Get World Watch China by calling 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.